A Long Island conservation group hopes to buy the land where Indian Rock now stands. Legend says the giant boulder inspired the name for Rocky Point, the home of one of Long Island's first English settlers. WSHU's Ronnie Reyes reports.
When Noah Halleck built his farmstead in the 1700s, he did so near a massive boulder that stood over 30 feet high and less than a quarter of a mile from Long Island Sound. It was a rock that Native Americans had gathered around by, so it came to be known as Indian Rock. Indian Rock still stands today on Sam's Path in Rocky Point, but the house next to it is no longer the original home of Halleck. In fact, it's a modern house that's been abandoned. Jesse Marcus, a project associate for the Peconic Land Trust, has partnered with local conservation groups and historical societies to raise money and purchase the deteriorated land.
So we're looking right now at a house that is in fairly poor condition. It's not livable at the moment. That's one of the reasons why we think this would be a great opportunity to just open it up and create a green space, because the house does need to come down.
She wants to demolish the house and set up an informational kiosk for children and residents to visit and learn about Indian Rock's history. John Turner, a conservation policy advocate for the SeaTalk Environmental Association, says the rock's formation can even teach people about events that took place long before Halleck arrived.
The forces that brought the rock here are the very forces that created Long Island, where students and all of us live.
Geologists who have studied the Indian Rock say it was pushed up to the surface and moved away from Long Island Sound by the very glaciers that would create Long Island. The Peconic Trust will need to raise about $300,000 by the end of the year in order to purchase the 0.3 acres of land from the current private owner. Ronnie Reyes, WSHU News.